It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, Michelle LaFay, who was here last 5 years ago, if you're playing the home game. And Maureen Stepp is here as well. It's a new series, I guess you might say, of talks for women. It's called Women's Connect, a forum for living extraordinary. Empower, inspire, lead, connect. That leaves the field pretty open for what this is going to entail. This happens actually tomorrow night, by the way, so we're kind of down
tomorrow
to the
afternoon.
The last little push here, I guess you might say. It is an all-afternoon thing, and then there's like some opportunity for social networking, that kind of thing, at the end of it as well. Again, this is something kind of new. It's kind of a partnership between Colorado Mountain College, Valley View, and Roaring Fork Leadership. Both of you are Roaring Fork Leadership alums.
Yep.
So I suppose... take us back to the beginning. How did this come about? Because you've got several speakers, and so obviously some thought has been put into this. So when did it all start?
So the executive director of Roaring Fork Leadership, Andrea Palm Porter, had this idea in her mind, I guess. And she just was kind of throwing it out there, like, I want to do something to help women. Roaring Fork Leadership is... open to anybody. And they also do a kids leadership program. So she's just kind of expanding her reach. And she just kind of threw it out there. And she said, this is what I'm thinking about. And I've done several things through CMC and leadership programs. And so when she called me, I was like, yes, yes, and yes, let's do this. So we kind of started off with... using people that had gone through the RFL program. So Michelle, myself, and Wendy, one of the other speakers, have all gone through the program. And so just kind of taking those base concepts of leadership and how do we apply that in women's busy lives today. So that's, and then we just started talking about it in February.
It came to fruition pretty quickly, and it's pretty exciting. I mean, I think... especially in this valley, there's so many women solopreneurs, so many women who are looking to connect with one another, not just for networking. This isn't necessarily a networking event, although you can meet a lot of other professionals while you're doing this, but it's also a place to grow and hear some really cutting-edge material and... be able to support one another.
Solopreneur. That's a new one on me, a new compound word. So this would be, as opposed to the traditional idea of entrepreneur that wants to, you know, start their own business and have people working under them and with them, a solopreneur would be someone that's intending to just be a one-person operation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as you probably know, right, there are so many women out there that are going into business over the last decade. I don't recall what the exact statistic is, but it's pretty high. More women going into business than men, certainly.
Mm-hmm. And, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's because of something else or just for the fact that there are men, you know, we tend to make more money and have, higher position jobs, that kind of thing. So is it more of an equalization kind of thing, or is it due to some other factor?
I think that's part of it.
Yeah, certainly. That might be part of it. I think also that women are looking at success differently and looking at it more as a quality of life, a fulfillment thing. Instead of getting up and doing the grind 9 to 5 every day, working for somebody else that may or may not appreciate you. And you just get to live your passion. And, it's not about making tons of money, but a lifestyle that, you could, if you're working for yourself, you could take off for an hour and go skiing or go for a hike with your dogs or So I think that has something to do with it, too.
I do, too. I think women are redefining what success looks like for themselves in business and in their life. I mean, this certainly Women's Connect isn't just for business owners. It's for anyone, any women out there who wants to, you know, connect with their community and to have an opportunity to, you know, receive, like I said, cutting edge material from the speakers and just to see what's going on.
That's kind of exactly the definition of Roaring Fork leadership, really. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. a lot of what you do when you go through the, is it a 6 month?
9 month.
9 month. Yep. Okay. And again, men and women go through Roaring Fork mm-hmm. leadership, but it's not necessarily a business thing. Anybody can do Roaring Fork mm-hmm. leadership. Mm-hmm. The idea is to get involved in some way. Is there? I assume there's still a project of some kind that's involved mm-hmm. with Roaring Fork leadership. First time I heard of RFL, it was Scott Snelson, who was the Sopras Ranger District for the White River National Forest. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You take a government job, you know, what does he care about leadership? He's not in business for himself, right? Mm-hmm. You know, certainly. Obviously, he's progressed within the Department of Agriculture. I forget what position he currently holds. Mm-hmm. But leadership is one of those things that everybody uses on a daily basis, regardless what state you're in. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a frontline employee, a middle manager, you know, top-level management, an executive of some kind, everybody mm-hmm. uses leadership to some degree.
Mm-hmm. It's yeah. about learning new skills and how to you know, be more efficient in what you do. And so, like you said, that's anywhere, any person in the organization, and you need to learn how to, what Michelle is going to talk about is, you know, communicating with others. And, you know, anytime you get more than one other person, it can get a little complicated, right? So if you have two different points of view, you have to learn how to deal with that and work with that. So that's one of our goals, too, is to empower women with some new tools to help in their day-to-day lives.
Again, there are four speakers and actually what I would call six events tomorrow afternoon. And this happens at Morgridge Commons, right?
Yep.
Who should attend? Again, it's kind of directed toward women, but so if I showed up, you wouldn't kick me out. Right,
you'd
let me into the club. who would be interested in attending this event? Who would get something out of it? Describe that person.
You know, one segment that we have are some of our CMC students, so young women that are trying to find their place in the world and you know, figure out the path that they're on and how to be more successful in the choices that they make. As Michelle said, and you know, women business owners is a huge one too, mm-hmm. but it's really anyone new in the, somebody that's new in the community that doesn't know very many people would be a great way to come and get to know people. Who else do you think?
You know, and I think certainly any woman out there that's wanting to simply connect. There's a lot of women out there that this is a great place for personal growth and to come and join other women who are like-minded. A lot of us are going through some of the same struggles, and so it's a great time to, you know, get out of, if you're working in that silo, so to speak, to get out of that work silo and collaborate with other women. An opportunity to chat about some of the bigger issues that are going on within their lives.
Like to talk about the individual speakers and the events that'll happen mm-hmm. Tomorrow afternoon in just a minute. Tickets are $60, by the way. If you'd like to register, go to rfleadership.org, and I'm sure there's something on the homepage. I could give you the full URL, but
yeah, there is, in fact, for those of you that are listening, you can use this code WomenLeadKMTS. That's Women Lead KMTS, and you can get $10 off by going to rflleadership.org.
Now you're putting the pressure on me. Okay, Women Lead KMTS. Mm-hmm. And so no spaces, all one word.
All one word.
And you can get how much off?
$10 off.
$10 off, so get the $50 rather than $60.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Again, that's rfleadership.org. So let me ask you another question. If I were to play this interview again tomorrow, obviously it would be leading right up to 1 o'clock. So can folks still register at the last minute? Can they register on site?
Absolutely. And if they come in and register and say, hey, I heard you on KMTS, we'll honor the $10 off.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, let's plan on that then. Take a quick break. We'll talk about some of the speakers tomorrow afternoon, Thursday afternoon, in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Maureen Stepp and Michelle LaFay. They are a couple of the presenters tomorrow afternoon, Thursday afternoon, at Morgridge Commons. The event is Women's Connect, a forum for living extraordinary. Empower, inspire, lead, connect. It's a collaboration between Colorado Mountain College, Roaring Fork Leadership, and Valley View. Again, you can register at rfleadership.org, and you can get $10 off the registration price by using the discount code WomenLeadKMTS. And you can just tell them, you know, drop KMTS if you register Thursday afternoon on site. And they'll give you the $10 off, too. Awesome. So, again, this is Thursday, April 11th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Morgridge Commons, so upstairs at the Glenwood Branch Library. Mm-hmm. Beautiful space, by the way.
Which was another collaborative project between CMC and the library district and the county. And
the Morgridge family, which, as I understand, was talked into the whole deal by Jim Calloway. Or at least that's what I wish I could remember her first name. That's what she said at his memorial, was that, you know, he had a way of convincing people.
He did, might say.
Speaking of leadership.
Yes.
So Michelle, you're actually the first presenter on Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Going to speak for about 45 minutes. For the last several years, you've had your own business. Coaching type of thing, if we're going to narrow it down to, you know, one word that everybody would understand.
Yeah, I coach and consult, and I help people show up and live bigger, bolder, braver in their businesses and get excited about coming to work on Monday mornings. A lot of times people just have gotten into that same old grind, or maybe they're not doing so well with their coworkers. So I go in and I do a lot of consulting and coaching and work with teams and people one-on-one.
And you're very good at accentuating the positive, I've noticed, too.
Yes, she is.
First thing she did is start complimenting me. It's like, well, all right, who do I make the check out to? So how? What are you going to discuss in the 45-minute time that you have allotted Thursday afternoon?
Yeah, so the space in which I will be speaking is on living braver and in relation to communications and conversations. So living braver, talking, taking your workplace conversational skills to a new level. And, you know, just one of the reasons this topic is so passionate, not only to me, but I mean, it should be for everyone out there, because our success in life is really based largely on the ability to communicate well. And since our conversation is a space where we can manage relationships, it's that much more important to be aware of how we're communicating with one another.
And how, meaning the words that we use or the context or all of the above?
All of the above. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, interestingly enough, the words that we use can absolutely affect our brain. And I'm going to go into that in detail tomorrow. Some really interesting cutting-edge information on how our brain is affected by not just the words that we use, but the words that other people use can affect our brains.
Interesting.
It's really about the synapses in our brain and how the words and language that we use and how positivity plays a part in that, or negativity, and how it closes down parts of our brain. Other people have a way of controlling our brains. So you'll have to come tomorrow to hear this.
That sounds fascinating.
Cutting-edge information. It's really interesting, and I think it'll change how, you know, for those of you in the audience tomorrow, it may just change how you approach your conversations in the future.
Wow. Awesome. It's so interesting to me. A lot of times, events like this, sometimes it is cutting edge information, and sometimes it's just reinforcing kind of the way we've always thought. Mm-hmm. But hearing it from someone else sometimes can be such a great boost. It's like, oh, either, well, there's something minor that I could change that might make a huge difference, or, hey, I have been doing things, you know, the right way.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think sometimes hearing things and being reminded,
right, yes,
has a lot to do with, you know, inspiring and motivating us to show up in a way that serves us.
So Michelle is going to talk about living braver. Maureen, you're going to talk about living powerfully.
Yeah. So I am basing my talk on, you hear a lot of people today say, I'm so busy and I can't, you know, so much going on and I don't have time for that. And so I'm going to try to break it down and, you know, go over some kind of traditional time management skills and setting goals using SMART goals and things like that, but then kind of taking it a step further using some of Stephen Covey's stuff as far as
Stephen Covey, he was Seven Habits, right?
Seven Habits, okay, of Highly Effective People. And I'm going to kind of go into one of those habits where you put first things first and how do you choose what you're working on.
What's important
versus what's urgent.
Yes, thank you. Okay. I've heard this before.
And then I go into Dr. Wayne Dyer has a book called Excuses Be Gone, kind of talk about, okay, you said everybody sets goals. Some people reach them and most people don't. So what's getting in the way there? And then kind of taking it even a step further than that as far as really setting intentions about how you want to live your life and setting those, you know, daily intentions. And it goes kind of goes back to what Michelle was talking about.
Sounds
is,
like it, yeah.
Kind of reinforcing that, you know, that you have to do it daily. It's like exercise, you know, and what you say to yourself and what you say to others. And it just changes your whole paradigm of where you're going, the path that you're on.
This I just flashed on the affirmations, you know, the morning affirmations in the front of the mirror. I realize that that's a very outward and kind of cliche way of accomplishing this. Do you, in order for this to be effective, do you really have to stand in front of the mirror, look yourself in the eye and say, you know, I'm worthy and all of that stuff?
I don't think you have to stand in front of a mirror, but you have to believe it. And it helps if you say it because then you're also hearing it. You're engaging all of your senses. So that's the part of standing in front of the mirror is you're seeing.
Multiple you're modalities. Kind of like studying for a test, right?
Right.
You know, use flashcards in addition to saying it out loud or whatever, hoping that you're
so it just,
get it in there.
It happens faster and easier if you engage all of those senses and using the part of your brain that the executive function of your brain. It, you know, it can work without it. It just takes longer and it's a little bit more challenging.
Sounds so interesting. Yeah. Again, the event is Women's Connect at Morgridge Commons upstairs at the Glenwood Branch Library, 1 to 6 Thursday afternoon, the 11th. So tomorrow, today, tomorrow. the website is rfleadership.org. Again, you can register there. If you use the code WomenLeadKMTS, you can get $10 off. And if you register on-site Thursday afternoon, what time will you start doing on-site registration, by the way? Michelle, you start speaking around 1, so...
Yeah, I would try to get there between 12:30, 12:45 at the latest to get signed up.
So just drop KMTS when you're registering, and they'll knock $10 off the price.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. A great opportunity. Again, it's not an all-day thing. It's just an afternoon thing. So take a half a day off, you know, let everybody else deal with stuff in the office. If you work in an office or, you know, half a day is usually easy enough for most people to figure out one way or the other.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking.
Again, the website is rfleadership.org if you want to register in advance or learn more. There's actually... I assume this flyer is also probably on the website with some information.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a flyer with a description of all the speakers. And
great.
We have two other great speakers.
Which we will talk about when we come back. But again, Michelle and Maureen, so they'll be the first two. So if you want to hear more about what they've talked about, definitely show up. Make sure you're on time on Thursday. And again, two other speakers that at least one of them went through Roaring Fork Leadership as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about both of those, though. Again, it's a collaboration between Colorado Mountain College, Roaring Fork Leadership, and Valley View. Women's Connect, Thursday, April 11th from 1 to 6 at the Morgridge Commons. Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Michelle LaFay and Maureen Stepp. They are speakers at the Women's Connect, a forum for living extraordinary, empower, inspire, lead, connect. Thursday afternoon at Morgridge Commons, it's a collaboration between Valley View, Roaring Fork Leadership, and Colorado Mountain College. So, again, four different speakers and kind of six different things that were going on, including those four speakers, because there is a little break with an activity,
mm-hmm.
plus an opportunity for folks to connect and have some appetizers and some make connections, that kind of thing. I have to say, just listening to the two of you, what you're going to be talking about seems so interesting. And again, if you're talking about leadership, everybody uses leadership to some degree. And so Michelle, again, is going to talk kind of about communication and how important that is, not just in the workplace, but really in anything you do.
Absolutely.
And how you communicate. How you communicate affects other people. How other people communicate affects you. And then Maureen, you did have to both have names that started with the first letter of the alphabet, right? Maureen's going to talk kind of about, you know, setting goals. How do you keep yourself motivated mm-hmm. and stay kind of on track within yourself? I'm using completely lay terms here, but generally speaking, yeah. in one sentence, if we were to narrow down, does that basically cover it?
Yeah, generally speaking, it's how do you keep true to your path and how do you know what that path is? And
I like that.
In the description of my segment, I said, you know, we'll explore several traditional tools that help people on their journey, but in the end, you realize it all comes down to one thing. And you'll have to come tomorrow to find out what that one thing is.
And that's the other interesting thing. Michelle, you and I were talking a little bit earlier about the fact that sometimes just that affirmation, hearing somebody else say, yeah, mm-hmm. you're doing it right, or something along those lines. Again, Maureen's talking about, you know, Stephen Covey and some of the things he talked about, Dr. Wayne Dyer. It's one thing to read the book yourself and understand it. And if you can, good for you. Sometimes it helps when someone like Maureen can say, well, this is what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. To have someone decipher it. You had
mentioned, it's not always obvious.
Yeah. It's helpful to hear some of what we've been hearing maybe for many years. Mm-hmm. As you said earlier, to hear it from someone else's perspective and voice. And it could be simply the timing, too, where people are at in their life,
right.
that they're ready to take that information in, try it on for size, take action with it. And so giving an opportunity to hear this information and to hear it with a group of dynamic women, how better? Mm. How better is that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The next speaker Thursday afternoon is Wendy Huber. And the title of her segment is called Living Authentically.
So Wendy is a certified Daring Way facilitator. For those that are familiar with Brené Brown's work, this is Daring Greatly. So she's going to walk us through how to practice the courage to be imperfect, to set boundaries, and to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. Brené Brown's work and research has just exploded across the country.
Yeah.
I think since she was on Oprah, but really powerful stuff. And Wendy's, a fascinating speaker that's going to bring that work to life.
The courage to be imperfect. When I hear you say that, I think, how many things in my life have I not tried because I was afraid I wasn't going to do it right? Is that kind of the gist?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. That puts a lot of people into fear. And when you're working out of fear, it's hard to grow. It's hard to reach those goals. And so just realizing that one thing, that everybody's there, right? We're all afraid at some point.
We all started at that point of conscious incompetence, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yep. And it's okay. You know, we're human, and it's okay to be imperfect, and that's how we learn and grow. So, and just kind of embracing that.
All right. And again, she'll speak for about 45 minutes as well. Mm-hmm. Then the final speaker of Thursday afternoon is Dr. Martha Oppegard.
Yep.
And she'll be talking about living healthy.
Yeah, she's from Valley View Hospital and a physician.
She's an internist.
She is.
Okay.
Yeah. And mother-wife athlete. And she's really passionate about transforming medical care to provide patient-centered, comprehensive, coordinated, and accessible care to adults. So she's going to share some advice that she's going to give to, well, the same advice she gives to her female patients on a daily basis, how women can live longer and more meaningful lives. So this should be fascinating information from Dr. Marty Oppegard.
You know, it's interesting hearing the little paragraph about her and what she's going to talk about. It's almost like a page out of the plane tree philosophy, has been a big deal at Valley View for the last decade or so. So I could see why she would fit in so well there in their system.
Yeah, I think she's certainly a favorite with her clients and her patients.
It's also a very osteopathic approach. You know, the patient first as opposed to just the medicine. Mm-hmm. Of course, Dr. Nutting was an osteopath, the very first doctor at Valley View. And so it's it makes sense, I suppose. Not to get too far off topic there, but we all know it happens.
Again, I think it'll be a nice way to kind of wrap up all the different topics into, you know, a holistic approach to living your life healthy and empowered and she'll be great.
So we've got, you know, all of these facets. We've got definitely mental health that we'll be talking about within and without the body, right? Because how you behave and interact with others affects how they behave and interact, right?
Absolutely.
And then we've got the kind of the medical side, if you will, somewhat. And the spiritual side to a certain degree with, you know, Wendy Huber, because it is kind of her day job, I guess you might say. And then at the end of the day, Thursday afternoon, from like 4:30 or so until 6 o'clock, you call it the connect hour. And so you'll have some appetizers, beverages, and then just kind of hang around and visit with the other participants.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a networking event, but the term networking's been kind of old.
Overused.
The whole idea the title of the workshop was connecting with women of like-minded women, and so that's why we called it Connect Hour.
Will all four of the speakers still be available at the end?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So a lot of times you'll mention something when you're speaking at an event like this, and it's always nice to be able to go up and ask a follow-up question. And I heard you say this. What do you think about, something else toward the same level or something like that?
Yes.
And I'm guessing that this last hour where women are given the opportunity to connect with one another, it'll be at a deeper level. We'll just have heard, four speakers on various topics that will allow for them to really consider, what it takes to grow and expand their life and to really show up in a way that is purposeful. So I'm guessing this is not going to be your average networking event. It'll be more of a connection with other women.
An opportunity to use the skills you just learned about.
Yep.
You might say.
Yeah.
Again, the website is rfleadership.org. And if you use the promo code Women Lead KMTS, you get $10 off, so $50 rather than $60 if you'd like to register in advance for the Thursday afternoon Women's Connect event. And if you want to just show up in Morgridge Commons around 12:45 Thursday afternoon, that is absolutely fine as well. Just, drop KMTS, heard about it on KMTS, and you'll still get the $10 off. Again, this is intended to be a series, right? So is the next one already being planned?
We're definitely talking about it. Probably we're looking at a yearly event.
Like an annual thing.
An annual, okay. Yeah. kind of along the lines of, if you're familiar with Lead with Love event that happens in Aspen every fall, we're hoping to grow this into something as powerful that every spring.
I know I've mentioned Valley View, Colorado Mountain College, and Roaring Fork Leadership a number of times because they're the three primary sponsors, if you will, of this event. But I noticed there are a couple other logos on the bottom of the flyer. Mm-hmm. Do we want to mention anyone else as well? Yeah. In addition, of course, to the speakers.
Well, yeah. Smith Immigration, who it's a sponsor of the event. So, okay. And she's also a RFL alum. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So just one. So it's a logo and then the words. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
We're so excited, Colorado Mountain College and Roaring Fork Leadership, to have this opportunity to co-create and collaborate presenting this event. I think in this valley, we're so lucky to have an organization like Roaring Fork Leadership that teaches these leadership skills and community engagement, and to have, you know, CMC here teaching. Well, I have to say, I'm the director of a leadership and management program, one of our five bachelor's degrees, and a place for our students to learn all these skills as well. And so to have these two great organizations collaborating is just, it's been really exciting and powerful for me.
And again, the event is kind of directed toward women, but everyone is welcome to attend if
Absolutely.
You feel like you could get something out of it. I mean, so far, I feel like I know more now than I did when we started, which is kind of the intent, right? Again, it's Women's Connect, a forum for living extraordinary. Empower, inspire, lead, connect. In that order. Because the last thing is connect rather than networking. And so, yeah.
Right.
Just me being silly again. Again, the website is rfleadership.org if you'd like to learn more. Again, we will play this interview again on Thursday. So if you'd like to go on Thursday, just show up at Morgridge Commons around 12:45 or so. And make sure you drop KMTS, and they'll take $10 off the registration fee. And we'll look forward to talking about this again next year. Hopefully the two of you will be speaking again, because it seems like I'm very interested in both of what you said. So that always helps me when I'm doing an interview, you know?
Perfect.
Again, website is rfleadership.org. And anything else that we should mention about this event or either of you individually that we haven't already?
Yeah, I'm super excited to see a lot of familiar faces out there in the audience tomorrow and welcome new faces. So any questions, don't hesitate to go to rflleadership.org. You can always reach Andrea Palm Porter, who's a director of RFL. She'll be available to answer any questions people might have regarding the event. We haven't done so already. And I'm super, super excited to present on my topic and then to, you know, be there to support the other speakers and to connect with all the women in our community.
See, the cool thing about going to an event like this is when the other speakers do hang out and you can actually see them engaged with, you know, because a lot of times they'll show up, they'll do their thing, you know, they'll head back to the hotel or whatever, right? Particularly with the big ones like out of town. So it's cool on a local level like this. You know, these are local people. Obviously, everybody generally experiences the same things, but when it's somebody that lives within 50 miles of where you live, it carries a little more weight, in my opinion. Again, the website is rfleadership.org. And again, the event Thursday afternoon. Remember, on the website, the code is Women Lead KMTS. And just drop KMTS if you show up on site Thursday afternoon. Again, upstairs at the Glenwood Library up in Morgridge Commons. All the best, ladies. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.